KRVG.
Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. You're listening to Afternoon Classics here on KRVS. This hour, pianist Rudolf Verkhushny performs music of Lajos Janáček. We begin with On an Overgrown Path, followed by A Recollection, and concluding with In the Mist.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Hilliard Art Museum on the UL campus has a variety of ways to enjoy the exhibits on display. They have a virtual exhibition of Acadian Brown Cotton, The Fabric of Acadiana. It's the Hilliard's first virtual exhibition experience, and you can participate by going to their website, HilliardMuseum.org, and enjoy this amazing exhibit. You can learn from the education staff, and there are a lot of ways to enjoy that experience. You can also find out a lot more about the Hilliard and other exhibits and other things that the Hilliard offers, including workshops, lots of things to do at the museum. That is HilliardMuseum.org. And Cinema on the Bayou will run starting on the 20th virtually for 8 days. You can go to cinemaonthebayou.com and there will be a link to their Eventive platform where all of the films will be housed, and you can get tickets and passes for the 16th annual virtual Cinema on the Bayou Film Festival. The Tesh Center for the Arts in Breaux Bridge will be offering some Mardi Gras mask-making classes with Mrs. Jackie Miller. The classes will be on Saturday, February 6th from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. Limited classes and all COVID precautions are being taken. You can register at teshcenterforthearts.com. And Festival of Words will be hosting Pieces of Hope, a virtual open mic, on Wednesday, January 27th at your place. The festival has hosted this Grand Coteau-based event for 16 years now, and it features writers, musicians, and storytellers. But that creative community will gather online, coming together as an act of hope. So you can call to find out more about it. You can go to the Facebook page, which is Pieces of Hope Virtual Open Mic. That's Facebook, Pieces of Hope Virtual Open Mic, and find out more about how to participate. Lafayette Reads Together has selected their book for the coming year. The book is called Happen, The Deafblind Woman Who Conquered Harvard Law. The community read will take place January 19th through March 14th and will include book discussions and related programs for adults and teens online and throughout the community. For information about Lafayette Reads Together, the website is lafayettepubliclibrary.org. The public library is also promoting the Read to Me Book Club, which promotes early literacy, and you can find out more about that at their website also. The Acadiana Center for the Arts has lots of things going on, exhibits on display. You can go to their website, acadianacenterforthearts.org, to take a look at the exhibits, to find out about workshops, and to find out about everything that the Acadiana Center for the Arts is doing and offering during these very special and challenging times. And they are offering you an arts community and an arts experience. And they have Facebook as well as their website, also Instagram and YouTube. So lots of ways to interface with the Acadiana Center for the Arts. The Literacy Council of Southwest Louisiana is offering spring classes. Classes will start Tuesday, January 19th and continue throughout the spring. You can register by calling the Literacy Council of Southwest Louisiana, or you can email them. You can go to their website, literacyswla.org. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org. You can click on the schedule button. You can also listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. Click on that button and you can find a list of programs that you can listen to. And of course, you can support KRVS easily and securely at any time. Just click the red donate button on our page, krvs.org, and make your contribution. There are other ways to support KRVS. That's under the support button, the drop-down menu. You can find out more about underwriting, donating a vehicle, individual membership. You can also find out more about donating if you're faculty or staff here at UL Lafayette. And our social media pages are on Facebook and Instagram, KRVS Public Media and KRVS Media. Lots of things get posted there, and a nice way to participate in the life of KRVS. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a few moments, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
Later today on This American Life, single people in New York on dating apps, people who normally play the field, people who normally want anything but a commitment since COVID are singing a very different tune. Lots of them saying things like, I need someone to winter with. And other stories of people in all kinds of settings trying to figure out who makes the cut later today.
Coming up tonight at 7 on KRVS.
Hey, vous autres. This is Blake Miller letting you know I'll be your host playing you classic Cajun music on Bonjour Louisiane every Tuesday and Thursday morning, 5 to 7.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.